Welcome to Fit and Proper. I'm Rhys James.
And I'm Lloyd Griffith.
Each week we delve into the murky world of football club ownership. We're giving control to our famous guests to run their beloved club in their own way.
They can do whatever they like, from changing the manager to moving the stadium closer to their house, sacking the mascot to insisting all their players have blue dreadlocks.
But their decisions will be scrutinised heavily, just like a real owner. Firstly, by Lloyd and I, and then our supercomputer, which will analyse the data and decide if they are a fit and proper person to run a football club.
Hello, Rhys.
Hello, Lloyd. You good? How's your life been ever since you broke that chair?
Oh, God, yeah, I broke a chair.
You broke a chair.
I broke a chair on tour. Where were we? We were at...
We were just talking about the chair.
We're Cardiff.
Physically, where were you?
Cardiff Arena.
Cardiff Arena.
Sporting Jack Whitehall. I was on, and also the saddest thing was like, it happened on my own. So like,
yeah, it's not even funny.
And it wasn't even...
It's just sad.
So we'd been to a zip wire play. Oh no, I can't remember where
we
were.
My God, I mean...
We'd been busy, so we didn't get to the arena until quite late. So I'm saying like an hour or so before, and I don't want to eat beforehand because I was like, I'll get too full. The chef who travels on the tour is unbelievable. Shout out Connor. Anyway, so I was like, I'll have me food just quickly. I'll do my little intro thing, my warm up. I'll bring Jack on. I'll go have me food. And then I'll go back and watch on the side of the stage like I always do, just in case he shits himself, which sometimes happens. I went backstage, started eating my fish cake, sat on the chair. The chair just fell off.
Collapsed. The legs went completely flat.
The two front legs.
It's like a cartoon.
The two front legs
collapsed.
Just went out in front of me. And I thought, oh, someone's just pulled a chair out in behind me, like Dodders, John Dodkin, the tour manager, or Walt, the driver.
Yeah, it's like...
Because we're pranking each other the old time. Do you know what I mean? They put chili on my mic the other week when the Paul Hurst agreement
was getting bullied.
I'm getting bullied. And I was like, oh, God. And then realised there was no one behind me, saw the legs by my legs, got really sad.
Then it's just like a deafening silence, isn't it?
Because oh, it was so quiet.
It's like suddenly a room that didn't have an echo in it has a massive echo.
It was
echo.
Like you this podcast that we studio in, shout out 21 Soho for letting us in today. It was like that. There was nothing there just, apart from me. And luckily, the fish cakes.
Is there a mirror?
Oh yeah, but I was.
You're now below the mirror.
I'm now below the mirror, so all I can see is just like my receding hairline and some fish cakes in this mirror. But the mirror's got like those big lights on it, like because it's a backstage showbiz mirror. And I'm honestly aware that I put weight on during the tour because again we've got a traveling chef. I honestly just got really sad and then just had to come out and tell the others. I was like...
But crucially, Lloyd, as is always the way in our profession, through the sadness comes content. And that's what it's all about. Content is king.
It was the most interacted with story I've done for fucking years. I'd say since the World Cup.
Sympathy? Was it sympathetic replies?
Not really.
Wouldn't have thought so. On the podcast today is Rachel Fairbairn.
We're having to cut down the intros because your brother has given us feedback.
Among others, there's been some feedback. We chat too much shit in these ones. The point is, Rachel Fairbairn is a podcasting legend. A very funny comedian.
Very funny. She's also supporting Jack White on a few dates at the moment as well. And has got her own tour in the autumn. She's really bloody funny.
All the chairs have remained intact so far.
All right, fine. Yeah. She's got a healthy, balanced diet. Rachel, I think, is one of those comedians who soon is going to... Something will happen, like a Dramatic Nelly, where she'll crack it. And should be the next biggest thing.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is get on the hype train now, but listen to this.
Fit and Proper.
Press play. Today on Fit and Proper, we have not just a comedian, but also a comedian, but also someone that is, I'd say, podcasting royalty.
Oh.
Who's been doing podcasts.
Thanks, man.
No.
Oh, right.
No. Someone that's been doing podcasts for more than
10th anniversary this year.
Has been doing it for more than 9 years, and this year is their 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
Please welcome to Fit and Proper Podcast, it's Rachel Fairbairn.
Thank you for having me.
So all killer, no filler has been going for 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
That's mad.
Going on the ground floor of podcasts.
Yeah.
This is insane. How many episodes have you done of all killer, no filler?
Only 100 and something.
What?
Yeah.
10 a year?
Well, it's once a month, but sometimes we do like something will end up being like a five-parter.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's about murderers.
The crime
serial
of murder.
Killers.
Serial killers. Yeah. It's about serial killers.
Yeah.
And we're in a basement in Soho.
Yep.
Which is kind of like...
Soundproofed as well.
Soundproofed. Yeah.
Okay. What are you going to do?
Nothing. No. As I started saying that, I was like, I'm not sure where I'm going with this. So, but yeah. So, but what I'm getting at is that you are one of the original OG podcasters.
Yeah. I think so. I think we're probably the longest running true crime female presented podcast. But when you start putting more and more,
yeah, that's a lot though. That is a lot in a row.
Yeah, ten years though. It's a
and also the big caveat of probably at the start as well.
Probably,
we are probably.
Yeah.
You still record it at home as well, don't you?
Yeah. Do it on the iPhone.
Just do it on the iPhone. Old school.
God, what are we doing?
I know.
What are we doing with all this stuff? All this setup.
What are we doing in this multi-million-pound studio? But thank you for coming on.
Pleasure.
Manchester.
Yeah.
Is you.
It's me.
And whenever I think of Manchester, I do actually think of you.
You think of me?
I think so, yeah. In brackets, in comedy.
Okay, yeah.
Terms.
Yeah.
Once again, narrowing it down.
Narrowing it down, so that you are eligible.
I might even put the word probably.
I would say then I am probably the most successful female living Mancunian comedian.
Yes.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't think I can name any other Manchester comedians now. Could I?
Jason Manford?
Apart from Jason Manford and Justin Morehouse.
Justin Morehouse.
And Mick Ferry.
Mick Ferry.
And Phil Ellis.
I don't think he counts as a comedian.
We'll keep going. To be fair,
Molly McGuinness, she's a Mancunian female comedian. She's very good.
Yeah, okay, there's a fair few.
Yeah.
But you, when I think of Manchester comics, I do think of you first and foremost.
Thanks, Lloyd.
And then Peter Kay.
Well, he's from Bolton, I think.
Yeah. Good God, yeah. Lloyd.
What? What I'm saying is, what I'm trying to get at is, you are the epitome of Manchester.
Oh, thank you.
She lives it, she breeds it. Do you know what I mean? Well, you don't live there now.
I don't live there now, no.
Of course not, no.
I'm going on Sunday, though, so, pop back regular.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to experiment with whether this bit of information will anger you, which I think it will.
Okay, go on.
Or ingratiate me to you.
Okay, come on.
I lived in Manchester for 3 years, went to university there.
Yes.
And in the third year, I lived in the Hacienda.
Oh, the flats.
By which
apartments.
I mean the flats. I lived in the Hacienda. I loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just in the flats, which Mancunians get very angry about, the fact they are flats.
Well, you see, I don't mind. I mean, the Hacienda was good for, I mean, it was way before my time, but it was good for a bit. I think sometimes Mancunians hang on to things a bit too much.
Yeah,
I think.
Bears.
Yeah, I think, and I think that at least the building's being used.
Yes.
My mate actually works on those flats, making those,
They're
and
bloody lovely.
He's got one of the Hacienda plaque on the.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love living there. It was sensational. Concierge. There was a concierge.
Oh
there.
My God!
Yeah, it was that sort of. That
goes
was,
against.
That's
everything.
How I did uni.
And what did the concierge do?
She takes post and says hello.
Okay.
That was effectively it.
You had servants.
If you didn't
nice.
Have your if you didn't have your fob, they would open the door.
The middle class lad from Hertfordshire had servants.
These are my student days, bear in mind, as well.
Yeah. And was the concierge a Mancunian?
I wouldn't have thought so. I wouldn't have stood for that. I'm trying to feel classy. Come on, Mancunian concierge. No, I think I can't remember. There were several concierges at different
this
times.
Is mental.
Shift work.
All right.
I had a ground floor toilet that didn't flush at uni.
Ugh.
Yeah. No, but we had two other toilets on the other floors.
What university did you go to?
Quite a
don't act so surprised that Lloyd has a degree.
I've got a degree in music from an earthy university. Kind of like, you know what I mean? I went to the University of Exeter.
Oh, very nice.
Very posh, yeah.
What do you like cathedrals? What do you think of Exeter Cathedral?
My favourite cathedral.
Is it your favourite?
It is my favourite cathedral.
You see, now I went to Exeter Cathedral not so long ago and I was a bit disappointed with it.
You can get fucked.
Yeah, I just was like, well, I went in and I was like, oh, this is not what I wanted it to be.
Why? What are you looking for?
I found it quite underwhelming.
Oh, my God.
I was underwhelmed by
it. Oh, my God. I was overwhelmed when I first went to Exeter Cathedral. Yeah. When I first got dropped at Exeter, because I had my gap year there, it's a long... Welcome to Fit and Proper, the football podcast. But when I first went to Exeter, I got dropped off around the corner from Exeter Cathedral. I walked around the corner, the bit by Pizza Express, and I nearly cried because I missed my mum. Because I was just like, this is insane. Like, it looks brilliant. There's two towers outside. I went inside, and I genuinely remember going, I want to be here. This is unbelievable. The organ, the big organ case in the middle, the fact that it's got an undisturbed kind of like vault that goes from the east end to the west end. Ooh. I was like... I want to be here.
Maybe I was in the wrong frame of mind when I went in.
Yeah.
Or maybe I've seen too many big cathedrals.
Well, what cathedral are you going to?
Well, I've been to Peterborough. I've been in Lincoln with the
Lincoln Cathedral.
That's a good
unbelievable.
One.
To be fair, I have done a lot of press and PR for Lincoln Cathedral this week. I bought Jack Whitehall an organ pipe, an adopted organ pipe from Lincoln Cathedral. And I wouldn't even say it was a slow news week this week. At time of record,
oh,
there's been a big
BBC. I've read, the, BBC,
I've read the article on punching up section of chortle.com.
What does that mean?
It's a sort of, it's not even in other news. It's like below in other news.
Okay, well, the BBC put this on the third page of their new news website. Okay,
page three.
Well, I don't really know. But yes, I've given Lincoln Cathedral a little bit of a leg up to them.
Okay.
When I was in Exeter recently, a couple of months ago, and said to a local, shall I go in the cathedral? Fun. And they said, I wouldn't bother, mate.
No, you didn't say that. You've made that up.
No, I haven't. Because this isn't it like £8 to go in and
I want to go and look. I'm praying one of the chancels.
They said, oh, I wouldn't bother. Have you been in a cathedral? They said, have you been in a cathedral before?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
and I said,
wow.
Yeah. And they said, yeah.
Who said that to you?
A local lad.
Fine. Who was it?
Tom Parry.
No. Did Tom Parry say that?
I can't. Tom Parry was there. I can't remember if he said it or not.
Oh, well, I'm going to have a little word with Tom Parry, the piece of shit. I was in Wolverhampton last night. Absolute shithole.
Good
So
God.
You're from Manchester.
I am from Manchester, yeah.
And we were chatting about football and your relationship with football off the pod. Sorry, Reece.
Wow.
Not that I'm cheating on you. Your family are massive football fans.
My dad and my uncle and my granddad hated it. My uncles are football fans.
And they support
United.
Manchester United.
Yeah, Manchester United.
Just for the listener.
And my dad is Welsh, but he is a United fan. Yeah.
And met your...
They met at Butlins on Barry Island.
Really?
That's where they were working. So then they got together and they
Blue coats?
No, waiter and waitress.
Oh, really?
And they met at a fancy dress party and my mum was dressed as Julius Caesar and my dad was dressed as a woman.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah.
Both in dresses.
Yeah.
Both in long,
progressive, very progressive, early doors, or incredibly offensive, depending on your perspective.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows these days? You can't say anything anymore, can you?
Barry Island, it was the 70s, it was a different time. 70s?
Late 70s, I'd say,
So, Dad's a big Man United fan.
Yeah.
So too are your uncles.
Yeah.
And did you go to Old Trafford as a kid?
Yes, I used to. So my dad, I think because my dad's got two daughters, I think he would have been much happier if he had sons. So I think he sort of tried to get me into football, which I enjoyed because everyone at school was into football. Football's just always been around. But I went to watch United with my dad, and it was the first time I'd ever been into a football stadium. And I just remember going in and going up those stairs. And then when you see the pitch for the first time, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Like me, actually.
Completely agree.
Like you, that's Exeter Cathedral, yeah.
But I know the exact
do you know
view
what I mean?
And feeling you're talking about.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe, and I was like, I was so like stunned by it. I couldn't believe it. And then there was obviously the players were practicing a bit and I saw Ryan Giggs and I was like, wow, there's Ryan Giggs.
Yeah.
I was quite impressed by that. And I used to go, like, I used to go with my dad. And I used to go with them. Sometimes I'd go with my uncle. I'd go with them to watch United.
When that was? What year?
This was like proper, like when United were big in the 90s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what year?
Well, like big, probably like 90... the biggest year of 99. But I think anything from 95 to 99. The reason I ask is because they had that new extension of the stand put on. So like it is very insanely imposing.
It might have been before that. I can't even remember. So it was the time of... Do you remember that song, Come On, You Reds?
Come on, you Reds. Come on, you Reds. Kick your butt and use your Reds in 90 minutes. There we go. It's Man United. Here we go.
Yeah. So it was the Schmeichel Parker Pallister. Erwin Bruce Sharpenins. Yeah, Hughes McClare, Keenan Cantona.
Robson, Kanchelskis and Giggs.
Exactly. It was around that time. Wasn't it Status Quo that did that song?
I think it was, yeah.
It was, wasn't it?
Harry's nodding.
So it was around that time and I really enjoyed going.
So that would have been then 93 to 96 is kind of, I think, is... So
around,
I used to go to Old Trafford around those times as well with my cousins. I used to go to pretty much every home game for 2 years at Old Trafford, which I've talked about openly, and I'm very happy.
We've all seen the pictures.
We've all seen the pictures.
Yep.
Would you say Giggs then at that time was like the one that made you most starstruck? It would be the one you were looking for the most.
I would say Ryan Giggs. Probably, I was like, oh yeah, because I think everyone fancied him when I was at school. So
did yoga, didn't he?
Eh?
Did yoga.
Did he?
Yeah, early doors.
Did you really?
He used to chat about doing yoga. I was like, what is this thing he's doing on this little foam, like, mat? It's really weird, wearing Reebok.
So it does cut through.
Reebok.
The advertising does cut through.
These Reebok and yoga ads. If you ask me what football boots those Man United players from 94 to 96 wore, I can tell you exactly what they wore.
Okay.
Peter Schmeichel.
Okay, but hang on. I'll ask you. So, Rachel, do you remember your first game that you went to at Old Trafford?
I can't remember what the game was. I can remember. who was the first? Who was the first player to wear Adidas Predator?
Beckham, wasn't it?
Beckham did wear him, but I don't think he was the first. It was
a Beckham. That was a Beckham boot.
Yeah, but he was. Oh, I can't remember. That wasn't the quiz I planned.
Glad I cut you off the quiz, because then you are. Very kindly, Rachel offered you, threw you a bone there to do one, and then still don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly who it was, but yeah, it was someone.
Okay.
Yeah, cheers.
We'll find out
fantastic
later.
Fantastic insight, as always.
I think Paul Ince. Might have been Paul Ince. That sounds familiar to me.
I think he wore, because I did a tour of Old Trafford and his boots were there, and I think he wore Copa Mundials.
Oh.
Like just a normal black and white boot. Oh, actually, I think he wore Puma Kings. Harry, can you get on that? Paul Ince boots.
But so to answer your question is, I can't remember who you were playing. I just remember. So two things that really stick in my mind are the smell of fried onions.
Love that.
Were you in the stadium at this point?
Into the stadium, and then when you're in the stadium, and then when I went up the stairs and I saw the pitch, I was like, oh my god! And I saw Ryan Giggs, and I was like, oh, that's Ryan Giggs. He's
that's
just
Ryan
there.
Giggs, yeah.
So
you were expecting to see Ryan Giggs there.
Yeah, but
if there's one place he's going to be.
He's going to be there, isn't he? Old Trafford.
I can think of that he's going to be, but so, the one we can broadcast.
Yoga studio.
Yeah, why not?
There you go.
Yeah, it's flexible.
The
for
Reebok
a reason.
Factory. I got there and I was like, oh, this is amazing. I can't remember anything about the game, but I remember sort of the stuff around it more.
Yeah.
Than because I just didn't know what to expect because I don't see football on the telly. You're right. Was he right? Yeah.
Confirmed. I said Copa Mundials. At first, I said, oh, is it Puma Kings? But I said Copa Mundial, so I would have said out the Puma King bit.
Oh. Yeah, you know on that bit on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when you get to say three answers and they just take one of them. You go, well, I did say it at one point. Unbelievable, mate.
We went on Pointless and I got a big red cross and we failed.
Oh, did you go on together?
We went on together, wore tuxedos. And,
that's nice.
Got kicked out in the second round.
The second round because it was actors who appeared in the film Alien or The Lighthouse and Lloyd guessed, your friend of mine, Charlie Chaplin.
Oh.
Look, you've absolutely, that is not the question that was asked. It was, I actually can't remember what the question was asked.
It was a list of films, five films, but they were all from, you know, 1982 onwards.
Right.
And it just actors who've been in them. And he went with Charlie Chaplin for it. And peek behind the curtain of Pointless, a little kind of filming break while they needed to do something.
While they laughed.
Behind us. Well, there was no audience, thankfully. Behind us, Sindhu V had already gone. And then immediately after saying her answer, which was like quite high scoring, went, oh, I should have said Robert Pattinson. And I was thinking, oh, that's good, because now Lloyd can just say that, because he must have heard that. Robert Pattinson was like 4 points.
Oh, no.
And then Lloyd said, Charlie Chaplin is dead. And must have heard Sindhu saying, oh, I should have said Charlie Chaplin.
Wow.
I don't know what were you thinking. The tuxedo thing, though, is sort of more friendly story. I was trying to prank Lloyd beforehand. We were saying, oh, what should we wear on the show? And as a prank, I was trying to say to Lloyd, I said, oh, let's wear tuxedos, thinking he'll turn up in a tuxedo, look like an idiot. And then I won't be wearing one and he'll be the only one. The day before, he sent me a picture of him in the tuxedo and I thought, God, he looks good. I was like, I can't get away with it. I don't win if he looks amazing next to me. So then I wore one as well. And it was barely mentioned.
Oh.
What was mentioned, though, and again, in and out of break, and a little peek behind the curtain, Richard Osman going, that's probably the hardest question I think I've ever seen on Pointless.
Oh, yeah. He says that all the time.
Yeah.
He doesn't say that all the time.
Trying to make you feel
and
good.
And he famously said to me, I never say that all the time.
I never say that all the time. Right.
Nice.
He's such a wordsmith, isn't he? The most successful author of all time.
I did it with Luke Kempner.
Yeah.
We were, and we got to the round where you get the trophy. And if we'd have gone with my answer, we'd have got a trophy. That's all I'm saying. But
really? But you went with the Kemp kill. You went mm-hmm. with Kempner.
Yeah.
What was your answer? Can you remember?
It was you had to pick, it was animal names in Dutch or something. And you had to say what you thought it was, if you remember rightly. And one was Rindhorn or something. And
rhino.
I said, I think that's rhinoceros.
Yeah.
And
he said reindeer.
No, he went with something else. But It's all right. We're fine.
Water under the bridge, pointless wise. Certainly not between me and Lloyd. I mentioned the Charlie Chaplin thing absolutely constantly, but it was a genuinely insane answer.
Yeah.
So you went to Old Trafford.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the mid-90s. And did you think, right, I want to support Manchester United?
I liked football in general.
Yeah.
Like, and I obviously United were the team around me because my dad was a United fan and I used to go with my dad and my uncle. But what I wanted, I don't know, I enjoyed the football and I enjoyed sort of, you know, all the lads at school and the girls were into football and my friends were into football. So it was always around, it was always on TV. And I really liked the sticker books, mm-hmm. you know, and I loved the World Cup and stuff like that. And then I went through this really weird phase of just writing down football scores in a diary that I had. Like some sort of weird sort of nerd. I don't know why I did that. Like, I'd write in this diary as a sort of 13-year-old and it'd be like, I think Mark at school likes me, blah, blah, blah. Manchester City, 3. Portsmouth, 1. You know, just like random football scores. Just, it's weird that, innit? And I don't know why, but I was really sort of, and I'd keep these things, and I'd keep the United scores for my dad and then just a random score.
I'd love to see them analysed in terms of like your joy level or your enthusiasm for a boy versus Man United victories or defeats. I'm heartbroken today. I got rejected for the dance. Man United 1, Chelsea 6.
What kind of school do you think I went to?
Yeah, I'm not down to Abbey.
You went to school in the 1930s, didn't you?
took my hand.
The hoedown, whatever, you know, the big. Hell, man.
But what did happen was I obviously, you know, used to go and watch Manchester United. Dad was a United fan. I liked football in general. I liked having it on the TV, blah, blah, blah. But I decided then that in an act of rebellion, I wanted to support Manchester City.
Oh.
Fucking hell.
So you are now a City fan?
Yeah.
Are you, again?
I wouldn't say I'm a massive fan of either. I like it in general, but I am not in any. But it's not like I sort of went in a rebellious thing against, well, I'm not going to watch United anymore. I'm going to be a City fan. And then, but it's not like I'm a glory hunter, is it?
Well, no, because City went down to.
They were shit.
League One, yeah.
And I just like, and then obviously, you know, I'm a massive Oasis fan. So I guess that was something in my mind that was.
When I think of Oasis and I think of Oasis fans.
Do you think of me?
I do think of you, yes. and then Peter Kay. but like, even when I was on Soccer AM and then other Noel's coming on, I was like, right, I'm going to see if Rachel fancies it. And I got Rachel down to the studio and you met.
Noel, it's very good.
And so the first person I think of when I think of Oasis is.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Hey, no,
sorry,
but
first, when you think of Oasis, the first person you think of is Rachel Fairbairn.
Well, obviously, aside from
don't think of any of the Gallaghers.
No, not Liam, obviously, the
Gallaghers and then their close family. I don't think of all of them.
They think of their close family?
Well, it's in like who of their respective families at the time, do you know what I mean? So,
admit, you're chatting absolute shit.
No.
You don't think of anything.
I do.
Nothing enters your head when you think of Oasis.
What else makes you think of me? Come on. Manchester Oasis.
Manchester Oasis. Serial killers.
Serial killers.
Velour suits.
Really?
What's that that you're wearing?
It is velour, yeah.
Velour suit. Johnny Dodkin.
Jack's
Tour Manager, because Rachel's been doing tour support for Jack as well. And also Walthamstow.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
It's nice, isn't it?
Is that all right? Yeah. And then you? I think of kidney dialysis.
Yeah, right. Let's not get into this. we don't have time for this.
So you then support, I guess, Manchester City, and not to put words in your mouth, because of the culture of it, because of it, you know, the Oasis situation.
Yeah, that was definitely an influence of it in it. But I enjoy, as I say, I like football in general. I like, you know, Match of the Day being on. I like all the stuff around it.
Yeah.
I like being at
good,
football
good host
match.
Match of the Day.
That kind of stuff.
Good host Match of the Day. Yeah.
Great host.
Yeah.
Okay, one thing I will ask. Do you remember the year that you did the switch to City?
Well, I hope you asked more than one thing.
Oh, I can't.
Which leading to another one.
I can't remember. I mean, I must have been about 13, so 95?
So just quickly, do you go to Manchester City games now at all?
I have been to Manchester City games. I don't go anymore. I've not been to... The only football matches I've been to recently, I've been to see Sheffield Wednesday.
Why?
As my boyfriend is a fan of Sheffield Wednesday.
Championship team now?
Yes, I believe so. I'm a big fan of their mascots, Barney and Ozzy. I like the owls. They're fun. Yeah, they're a good laugh.
You love the Arctic Monkeys.
I don't like the Arctic Monkeys.
Okay, damn it. When I think of the Arctic Monkeys, I think of you first.
Well, stop.
Yeah, okay.
That will also be edited because we've got Alex Turner on next week.
Oh, have you?
Absolutely not, no. No,
oh,
no, no.
We've not booked
Arctic
together.
Monkey, also one of Luke Kempner's pointless guesses, of
there
course.
There you go.
Oh, that's good. So, that's really good. That's so, a good
just react subtly, Lloyd, which let's not act so surprised when something James comes off.
I have been wanting to go and watch Walthamstow, though, the team where I live now, Walthamstow. I've been meaning, but the thing is, because we're comedians and we're gigging all the bloody time and we're never at home, I find it very difficult to commit to anything.
So you're gigging at Saturday at 3 p.m, are you?
Well, Saturday, actually. I mean, I'm on a train to Shrewsbury, so...
Okay, yeah. I'll take it away.
We can't all have cars, mate.
Well, I mean, all right, Greta.
Oh, hang on.
Yes, breaking news just reaching us right now, and that is that Rachel Fairbairn is now the new owner of Manchester. Doesn't say which team, just says Manchester. So hopefully we'll get more details on that purchase as and when. But just to confirm, Rachel Fairbairn is now the new owner of Manchester.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so they just said Manchester, but what can we get details on which one are you taking over?
Yeah, well, I actually already own City.
What?
Yeah. Little known fact about me. I own Manchester City, and I'm
when I think of Sheikh Mansour, I think of you first.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. And I'm actually buying United, and I'm merging them.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're going to be called Manchester Alliance.
Oh, Manchester Alliance. That
sounds like a team from the early 1900s. I'm sure there were teams called alliances. Surely.
Was there?
Am I on mute? surely you do that after the edit.
The only thing in my head is Alliance and Leicester.
No,
this is good because Alliance as
what
well.
What was that? That was our sponsor in the early 2000s. Alliance and Leicester was a sponsor.
For Leicester City.
And what was it? Was it a building society?
Something like that.
A bank, yeah, Alliance and Leicester.
And
but this is Manchester Alliance.
This is Manchester Alliance, which is, you know, a good name because they are now an alliance. But also, my local pub in Manchester used to be called The Alliance. So Perfect. It's a nice little nod to that.
Which area of Manchester?
In Arperay, in North Manchester. And it's one of those flat...
Some Manchester knowledge. That
flat
I
roof
involved.
Pubs. You would not like flat The Alliance. Roofer. It's a bit tasty in there. But I liked
the food.
It.
Fiery.
No, I wouldn't eat in there.
Okay.
Would not eat in there. So yeah, Manchester Alliance, we're merging.
Okay, great. Manchester Alliance. Do you think this is going to be popular?
Nope.
Or you don't care?
No, it's not, but I don't care. Because I get sick of the question. Why are you City United? I find it really boring.
Well, right. Thanks for coming on.
No, but it's just that thing of like, you know, someone finds out you're from Manchester. Why are you City United? And I think it's great at Manchester.
Blow.
Yeah, and I think it's so great that, you know, Manchester's famous for football and I think it's brilliant. And I'm dead pleased about that and it makes me very proud. But I do get sick of that question. I think it's stupid and annoying.
Manchester United, obviously, they don't like City, but they hate, I think, Liverpool more and also Leeds United.
Mm-hmm.
So whilst I think there will be still people really pissed off about it, I think actually there's the opportunity for real... world domination already there.
How did you afford the acquisition? You already own City, obviously, but how did you afford the acquisition of United?
Elon Musk has sort of joined forces because he's a bit bored with Twitter.
Yeah, it's not going great.
So he's looking for a new project. And I just did a tweet that was, oh, wouldn't it be great if we could just merge United and City? And he saw it and he was like, ah.
So he hadn't gone through his 600 tweet subscription or whatever it's called.
No, just lucky.
So he saw that just completely luckily
luckily,
said, yeah, I'll do it.
Got
and
in
he
touch
paid for it.
And he paid for it,
And does he own it? Is he kind of
He's an owner very much. He's not very popular. They're not very happy. They're not going to be happy about this. But he's also the sponsor.
Musk.
Of the kit.
So the kit. So can we just go, so what, so they're called Manchester Alliance. Yeah. We'll get onto the badge in a minute. I think first and foremost, are you red? Are you blue? I'm not any of them. I am now.
Leopard print,
yeah. Right.
Leopard print with a mask across the middle.
Manchester United did have a zebra print
kit. Yes, they did, very recently.
Also, they had a leopard print as well. They did have a leopard print.
They definitely had zebra really recently.
Okay. Well, I want proper leopard print. I want traditional Bette Lynch leopard print.
When you say I want proper leopard, like actual leopard skin.
Yeah. Oh, no. Like, no. Just
the
print.
Is it going to be a fur?
No. Just fur
when
effect.
When I think of fur. Leopard print.
No,
when I think
of, just the effect.
Oh, right. Just
yeah,
looks
just
like
the
it.
Effect.
When I think of leopard print, I do think of you.
Do you think of me? Thank you so much.
I think of Bette Lynch, and I also think of the crowd at a Simply Red concert.
Why?
Because that is all they wear, leopard print.
Really?
It's me and 10,000 other women wearing leopard print. I'm in my element.
Simply Red, very
yeah, mainly women, yeah.
Very much maligned, that band, but I think they're very good.
I'm obsessed with. Oh, look at that! Harry is showing us a leopard print Manchester United top.
Is that
fourth kit?
What? It was a fourth kit.
I love
kit.
It. I think that's fantastic.
So you want something along those lines?
I want something
what
like
year
that.
Was it, Harry? So people can Google
like
it. The Man United fourth kit.
I love it.
From
2018.
Just Google Man United leopard print kit.
Yeah,
and you'll find it. And that's kind of similar to what you want badge wise.
Yep.
Are you doing a merge of the two badges?
A devil on a ship.
Yes, exactly. Ooh. This. Exactly.
Well, there is already a ship in on Man United, Manchester United one already.
The ship though is just to signify.
Well, I think it's
the what? Go on.
Well, there was a Guardian article the other week where we were saying, are we allowed ships on badges anymore?
Yeah. Due right. To
issues.
Oh well, I think well the
concierge ships.
There's three. Is the three ships on the city?
There's three masts. Again, I don't
I think
want to get
into
how
many masts
they've
got.
There's something
on the city badge that is to for the three rivers of Manchester.
Right, okay.
The Irk, the Irwell, and the Mersey. So
that was me spitting.
So I think a ship's fine. Let's have the devil on a ship.
The devil on a ship.
Yeah.
But let's make the
Musk,
ship
leopard.
A fun ship. Not, you know, with no connotations. So like maybe like a sunseeker.
Well, you're putting the connotations onto the ship. It's you that's causing the problems here, mate.
I read The Guardian. I'm sorry. I've got a conscience.
It's a ship. Don't you tell me what ship I can have. I want a pirate ship. I want a pirate ship. Yeah.
And pirates
fine.
Are famously...
Pirates are famous.
Famously, morally fine, aren't they?
Morally
absolutely.
Fine,
yeah. This is my club.
Well, they're the Robin
so...
Hoods, aren't they? Steal from the rich, give to the
themselves.
Pirates. Yeah, give to the
there
pirates.
You go.
Yeah. And also, when I think of pirates, I do think of leopard skin.
Do you?
Yep.
Do you not think of me?
No.
Lloyd is just constantly thinking of you, it turns out. What you've exposed,
when
Lloyd,
I think of pirates,
is you're absolutely obsessed
when
with
I think of Somali pirates.
You
I think
of
Rachel Fairbairn. Yeah.
What about the squad? You've got obviously now got a massive squad. You've got all of them. Are you keeping some of them? Are you culling some of them? Or are you scrapping them all and starting again?
Keep some of them, but I'm going to regenerate some people. So
regenerate?
Yeah. I want George Best when he was young. I want him put back in.
Okay.
And I'm going to sign Danny Dyer to add a bit of character.
The landlord or the daughter of the landlord?
The landlord.
Okay.
And I'm going to sign a young Liam Gallagher when he was in his 20s.
Right.
For a bit of, you know.
Yeah. Big
a bit
character
of this,
in the
you know,
room.
Bit of, yeah, a bit of character, a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Bit of.
Where are they going to play?
Well, I'm knocking both stadiums down. And I'm building a new one in the centre of Manchester.
Oh, Piccadilly Gardens?
Possibly, because that would be a great use for it, because it's an absolute shit
hate
tip.
It.
Lots of
Piccadilly
drug
Garden,
users.
I'll tell you what, it is. I feel very embarrassed. I mean, I don't even live in Manchester anymore, but when I come back, I feel embarrassed when you come down from Piccadilly Station into the city centre of Manchester. It's like, what is this? It's disgusting.
Massive time,
also, I've sworn on this. Is it all right to swear?
We'll edit that out.
Oh, will you?
No.
Oh. So, I think it's disgusting. So, I love... Newcastle's ground, St James's Park, is it?
St James's Park, yeah.
In the city centre. I think it's amazing.
Lovely.
And I love the fact that you can hear the game happening in the city. And I love it. And you can actually, from some points, you can see in, can't you?
Yeah.
In the city centre. I think it's incredible. So I want the ground, Piccadilly Gardens, in the city centre.
Oh, that is great.
Nice. So people can hear the noise. It makes a good use of that space.
Yeah.
And do you know what as well? I think that's lovely because Piccadilly Gardens, yeah, it's just down the road from Piccadilly, but you're not a million miles away from Oxford
Road. Yeah.
And
Hacienda.
No, not Hacienda.
It's on Oxford Road.
The other
almost.
Train station.
Victoria. Yeah.
So you've got all these train stations coming in from the different areas
it's
of Manchester.
Not in Salford.
It's not in Salford and it's not out in the fucking east or wherever that one is. And then you're just uniting Manchester.
There you
I mean,
go,
so
you
many
see?
People will be shouting
the
at
Alliance.
The podcast
the
at the
Alliance.
Moment. I hate it, but.
Big. Is this stadium capacity wise? How many are you fitting in?
Well, I don't want it too big. I think what size is like Hillsborough?
I'd say 35 to 50.
I think that's a lovely size.
Okay.
We can expand.
So you're
going to
merge two giants of the football world and downsize.
They get a combined.
Yeah, why not?
They get a combined. Yeah, so Manchester United get about 80,000 a week. So you're combining 80,000 plus the Etihad to get 80,000 a week. Little joke there. Man's.
Let's have it the style of Hillsborough,
yeah,
but bigger then. Yeah. So I like that old style.
Old school, yeah. And also, Hillsborough's got quite a similar style to St James Park, apart from the round bit. Corners. You can see
I like that. I like the fact you can see in.
I think there's something
to be said
for making it small, actually, and creating it as an exclusive. You know, it's like hard to get a ticket. Everyone
Soho
wants a ticket
House.
To that. It's like very exclusive members only.
Soho
kind of
House,
vibe.
Glastonbury.
Well, the other thing I'm going to do as well is I want proper Mancunians in there first. So right. I want proof that
you... Are you analysing the walk to the stadium to go?
Yeah.
That's
the vocals.
Bring a letter to prove that you're in the M postcode. Because your SKs can
fuck off.
Yeah,
get back to Wesley Park.
Go to and I think
that's aimed at Blossoms.
People from Oldham.
Yeah,
you know you've got a team there.
Boundary Park.
So I think
so stay there.
I want it to be for proper Bolton's. Mancunians first, and kids getting free.
Lovely.
Okay.
Because I think kids should get into football free.
I think kids should get into anything free
within reason.
Okay.
And I think that. I don't know how I'd prove this. Working class people pay a cheaper ticket price.
Well, that is walk, isn't it?
And,
Walk an umbrella. You got an umbrella? Fuck off, mate.
And middle class people pay more. But kids across the board getting free.
What about a middle class kid?
He still gets him free.
Upper class kid.
See, the line's got to be drawn somewhere.
All right.
He pays double to cover for the other kids.
I think kids should still get him free.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
What are you going to do then on the kids subject? You mentioned mascots earlier.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going mascot wise? Obviously, what is the city one actually?
Moonchester. I'm going to execute Moonchester.
Fucking hell.
What's Moonchester?
Kids getting free. Come and watch his execution.
Is it a cow or a moon?
It's a moon, but what's his girlfriend called as well? There's Moonbeam.
Oh,
moon
actually,
beam.
That's my mum's mate, Mandy Chester.
I should have changed my stand-up name
honestly,
to that. That would have been
Chester.
So funny.
My mum's friend, honestly, is called Mandy Chester, and I'm not even joking. I've only just gone, fucking hell, he's so close to Manchester.
I've
only just realised that. And she wears, honestly, Mandy, if I'm thinking of Mandy now, and...
first thing you're thinking of when you're thinking of Mandy.
Is it me?
Well, no, it's actually leopard skin. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God, my mum's friend's called
Mandy
Chester.
Mandy Chester.
Shout out Mandy Chester.
So you're executing Moonchester.
I'm executing Moonchester.
So it's a big moon. So it's a big,
it's like a modern alien.
I think I might have gone in too hard. I'm not going to execute Moonchester. I'm just going to sack him.
Yeah.
And Fred the Red gets on my nerves.
Yeah, agreed.
So he can go as well. And I don't know, I think... Moonbeam, yeah. One thing I will not have, though, is the mascot. It will not be a bee. Not having that.
Okay.
We need to chill out with the bees.
It's like a World Cup. I've just seen a picture of it. It's like a World Cup
mascot. It's horrible.
Mascot.
It's horrible.
Like an Olympics mascot. It's like way too modern.
AI. Yes, that's it. It's modern, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not right, yeah.
So what I would like... I know this is a bit left field, but you know you have Manchester dartboards... What? Have you seen, there's a type of dartboard called a Manchester dartboard.
What's the difference between that
it
and a...
It looks different to a normal dartboard. Google it,
different
have a look.
Numbers.
It's just, it look. How do I describe it? It's different.
I'll describe it when I Google.
You describe it. And I'd like something like that. You know, even Japanese mascots are really sort of bizarre sometimes. I'd like, let's have a Manchester dartboard. And it look, it's I'm in the character now. And it can you can throw nice things at it.
You can throw nice things at it.
So
a Manchester dartboard is a black dartboard.
Let me see. Yeah, yeah, like that.
Oh, right, so that is it.
So black dartboard, and there's no differentiation between
I've
like...
I've seen...
There's no triple
let's have
point
look.
Section
there's,
in
I've
there.
I've seen different... There's another... Like, show me a real one, not a drawing.
It looks like...
Yeah, I want that.
Okay,
that's a chalkboard
and then you
with
can,
some lines on it.
And you can throw things at it.
It looks like a sundial.
And it'll be like, you know, going around like this. And
you can throw, so what can you bring in to throw at the dartboard?
Oh.
Does it have to be pointy enough to stick, or is it going to be Velcro?
Here's what we can do.
Like
we can have, merch-wise, we can have little, it'll be Velcro, And they'll sell little darts that people can throw at it. Lovely. This is great. Yeah. Yes, please.
So this is a person that's dressed up as this.
Where is the? Yeah, you know how often in mascots the eyes are in sort of the mouth.
Yeah.
Where is the eyes of the person inside the dartboard? Or is it the body and their head?
I think it would be 10 and 20, which is roughly 10:30 and 12:30
there
on
you go.
The dartboard.
Sorted.
So you just have to have someone slightly at a
bit of an angle.
Neck.
Yeah, be right.
Yeah, fine.
Someone will do it.
Yeah.
People do anything.
Yeah, especially if you're... I think there'll be a queue as well because obviously you're limiting the amount of people that go into the stadium.
But yeah.
Well, how can I get in there? Right, I'll fucking wonk in my head and dress up as the dartboard.
What's it called? What's it going to be called?
The stadium?
No.
Or the
both.
Oh, the stadium. What's it going to be called? I've not thought of this. I think just Manchester Stadium. Keep it simple, you know. What's wrong with that?
I think that is already
Let's name it after... a famous Mancunian. Rachel Fairbairn Stadium.
The Rachel Fairbairn Stadium.
I've made this
Why
happen.
Not?
Name it after me.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Rachel Fairbairn Stadium, okay, the football team is owned by you and Elon Musk. Musk has got Musk on his name on the leopard print shirts.
You've got to give him something, you know?
You've got to give him something. Who's supplying the kits? Obviously, Adidas supply Manchester United, Puma supply Manchester City.
Yeah.
Who's going to supply the kits? Obviously, you sartorially, when I think of sartorial, I think of Rachel Fairbairn.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
I would like it to be, do you know what? I'm Nike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
really?
I'm more Nike now than I am Adidas.
I thought you were going to go with like something Manchester-based, like Boohoo.
Oh, God, no.
I thought it'd have been old school. I thought it'd be sort of more of a Gola.
Umbro.
Umbro.
Oh, yeah. Let's have Umbro.
That seems
Admiral.
About right.
Admiral.
Admiral or Umbro?
Let's have Admiral.
Admiral.
I think
good
when
brand.
You when you think of Admiral, you think of classic design. You think
what's
of
going on
old
here?
School. I mean, they might be getting involved.
all right, let's go for Admiral because
Admiral,
I like Admiral. Yeah, Admiral.
Great company.
Great company to
huge,
work for.
Huge, great company.
I don't know if they're
lovely.
Well,
I've mentioned
it. Can I have some at free?
Let's not run before we go.
Let's go for Admiral.
Well, yeah. I think of Admiral. I don't think it is.
I think of Fit and Proper.
I think of Fit and Proper. And also, yeah.
So, right. It's an Admiral kit.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, and you've got ships on the bag as well. So, sort of nautical themed in many ways.
I'm
Musk,
this.
Leopards.
Yeah.
Sort of Life of Pi. I'm getting Life of Pi vibes from all of this.
I'm loving
no
this.
No tigers, though.
This is great.
What's the food like at the stadium?
Oh, it is. The classics done well.
The classics done well.
Yeah, I want, you know...
That could be underneath the...
The classics done well.
Yeah, I like that.
That's the club motto.
That's the club motto.
The classics done well.
The classics done well. I want good chips. I want proper chippy chips in there.
Chippy chip, yeah.
So my...
Chopped.
So my sister's ex-husband, oh God, his mum used to work at the chippy near City and they used to dye the fish in blue.
Fuck
food
off.
Dye, so you get blue fish on a match day.
Love that.
Nice idea. Don't want it in my stadium.
Gross.
Yeah, don't want it in my stadium. None of this novelty nonsense. I want good chips. I want Bovril.
Yeah.
Love Bovril.
Beefy Bovril.
I drink that at home.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Love Bovril.
I love a bit of Bovril every now and then.
I feel like I'm in the north.
Good burgers. You know, good quality burger.
Hey, my mate in Grimsby has got a company called Good Burger. That's what it's called. You should get him. He's good. Dave.
Let's get him in.
No nonsense.
Do you know what as well? Give it a bit of a Manchester twist. A bit of pudding. Manchester tarts on sale.
When I think of Manchester tarts...
You think of me?
Good, solid stuff. Okay.
Do you know I was going to call one of my shows that and my agent went, no.
Really? Leave your agent.
Oh, definitely, chef. That's a good name for
Manchester
a show.
Manchester tart.
So we'll have some Manchester tarts as well. But yeah, just your good football and affordable.
Yes.
None of this 10 quid for a hot dog shirt.
No,
we want good stuff.
$9.50.
Just affordable, so everyone can enjoy it.
$3 or $4.
You can drink in the stands.
You might have to change the rules of football,
or you pay a fine every week.
You pay a fine every week. Elon Musk.
He'll pay the fine.
He
can pay the fine.
You want your shirt at the top? Yeah, you have to pay a fine every week for the
last.
They're
making so much money in the shirt sales.
It's going to be fine.
The leopard print.
It's going to be fine.
I'd love the stats on how the real leopard print Man United shirt sold, actually.
Because
I've not
That'd
seen
good,
any in the, for want of a better word, wild.
I actually bought one of the zebra skin top for my football YouTube show that I used to do. you know, the football fan reactions. Yeah. I bought that, and I was like, at the end, I was like, so I'm giving this away if anyone wants it. So many people, like, oh yeah, mate, I can't get hold of it, can I?
So they are more popular.
Okay.
They're rare breed.
Would you have a different animal for the away kit?
No, still goldfish. Leopard. Okay. Gonna stick with leopard all the way through. Different colours though.
Also as well, like, no, that leopard.
Snow leopard.
No, but
snow leopard.
No,
for
but
away.
Also, sorry, like you have a home and away kit. Just in case there's a clash.
Yeah.
No other fucker is wearing a leopard print shirt, so I think that's fine. Any other things that you're changing before we get into the supercomputer?
Is there anything else that I'm changing? Do you know what? I think I've covered it all. Yeah, I've been very thorough with these notes, actually. I took this quite seriously.
I mean, there are three pages of notes, which is absolutely... Look,
some thoughts gone into it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, actually, spanner in the works, but the supercomputer, which analyses whether or not you're fitting proper... Does like to throw up random scenarios to see how you deal under the pressure.
Right.
If you can handle, and just what you're like as an owner,
how
you can deal. It's thrown up this one that Lloyd will share with you now.
Okay, so Manchester City's most famous fan, not in my eyes. Well, actually, no, he is in my eyes. Manchester City's most famous fan, Noel Gallagher, gets dismayed with your ownership of both Manchester City and Manchester United and the melding of the two, and quite clearly hates you.
Oh, no.
At Oasis's first reunion gig after absolutely years, Noel sings Wonderwall, but changes the lyrics to, Rachel Fairburn's a wanker.
Oh, no.
I hope she doesn't stay. Liam then pipes up with...
Change the tune as well.
What?
Carry on.
I'll sing that again. Rachel Fairburn's a wanker. I hope she doesn't stay.
I can't work out which bit of the song it's supposed to be.
That's Don't Look Back in Anger.
Oh, right, okay.
Not Wonderwall.
You've riled a Mank.
It's almost like the supercomputer wrote this at 1 o'clock when she got back from a gig in Wolverhampton. It's really weird. Liam then pipes up with, come on, you know, nice one, brother. Yeah, fuck off, Fairburn.
Oh,
awful.
No,
they all start chanting.
But the thing is, though, the song goes down really, really well, and their new record label decide to release the song. It's actually, they're doing that song at the farewell of the Etihad Stadium, okay? Because you're closing it down. So they were like, look, let's have one of the things. Because it's like the farewell, it's obviously their reunion song. The song goes so well, they release it. It ends up being number one for 7 weeks.
This is awful.
I hope she doesn't stay.
My life's over.
Do you hand the club over to the owners? Do you go back and separate them so that you're not annoying the loves of your life, the Gallagher brothers? Or do you tell the brothers and their close family to fuck off and do one?
Oh, what can I do here? This is awful.
You could embrace it.
I'm going to have to embrace it because I've, you know...
How much do you love the Gallagher brothers?
Oh, unconditionally.
More than anything?
Yeah.
More than any family member?
Well, apart from my mum.
Okay.
And my dad, but I put him in. It's hard, this, isn't it? I'll just have to carry on.
I think in these situations, it's a head down and carry on type.
I'm a very proud woman. Listen, I've brought Alex Ferguson and Jose Mourinho in as managers. So I can't...
Wow.
I can't tell them no, can I now?
Interesting.
So, you know,
yeah,
people,
they'll work well together.
People are relying on this.
Guardiola,
this job's
out.
Here.
Guardiola not getting a look in here.
Well, he'll have to look.
Who thinks of the dartboard?
He's got...
What a twist.
I like him, but he's what's happened to his clothing?
His own clothing line?
No, he used to be so smart. And
he wears those... MCR hoodies.
Awful.
He used to wear Paul Smith, he used to wear CP, Stone Island.
It feels like he gets dressed at gunpoint now.
It looks
really
good
bad.
In some Admiral.
He's wearing like bobbly stuff that's been through the wash.
I had an issue with his smart casual though before, because he would wear those jumpers, those sort of merino wool sweaters, round necks.
Merino wool.
And they would have the white t-shirt under them would be perfect, and it wouldn't change shape or size. You know, it wouldn't drag down or whatever. I think he's sewing them in.
No! No.
I think he's buying them sewn in. They're too perfect, and it's not possible
that's
for them
very,
to stay
no.
that
That's very
that
Matalan, that.
It is. I was going to say, very peacocks, very, isn't yeah. it? Very peacocks.
I think he's buying sewn in ones from Peacock, so I'm glad he's moved on to the hoodies. I still don't think he's found his fit.
Oh, no.
Well, listen.
Try Admiral. Try Percival.
we obviously can't decide whether you're fit and proper. That is done by the supercomputer who takes all the information you've given us and decides for us whether you are a fit and proper person to run Manchester Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just pop this in here one second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's saying that you are fit and proper.
I am.
Wow. That is great.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's going to be controversial with the people of Manchester, with the musicians of Manchester. They won't like it, but they're going to make a lot of money from it. Musicians of Manchester.
This could be the best thing ever, though.
Exactly. That song they released goes bigger than the Crazy Frog. Okay? It's like Gangnam Style level.
God knows what Simply Red's releasing as well.
Exactly.
No, we've not even heard about that. Also,
he's not going to be happy.
It's an alliance. Kids are getting in free. It's for the community. You're getting rid of Piccadilly Gardens, which is rubbish.
Working class people are feeling loved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not being priced out.
Yep.
Good cheap food in there.
But good quality food at
good
the same time.
Good quality food, yeah.
It's just the classics done well.
Your ships
don't represent anything bad.
Anymore.
There's a devil. There's a dartboard.
Exactly. There's a devil
and
a dartboard.
What more do you people want?
There's leopard skin. Everyone's there with an erection.
You can drink in the stands.
Skin would not be fitted proper if it was made out of real leopard. It's leopard print.
It's leopard print.
Leopard print. You're getting rid of Moonchester.
Yeah, he's gone.
It's perfect.
I mean, that was the big thing.
Yeah.
The main thing is Moonchester out.
Moonchester out.
Executing
Moonchester.
Well, there was a little blip on there. When you said execute, it went, and then you go, actually, I won't execute him. And then it went up again. It was like, okay, fine. So I think.
Look, I just think if you're going to do something, you need to do it properly.
Oh my God, you've seen my comment.
That's what made you think of that sentence. Look, Lloyd, if you're going to do something, come on, for fuck's sake. Can we have another rendition just to play us out of Wonderwall, please, Lloyd?
Rachel Fairbairn's a wanker. I hope she doesn't stay.
Horrible.
I'm really
it's so horrible,
that.
Isn't horrible. It? It's really horrible. To
listen,
hear.
Thank you for coming on Fit and Proper.
Thank you. Well done
for being on Fit and Proper. We can't wait to go to Piccadilly Garden soon, can we, Leige?
And we can't wait till. We are talked about on All Killer No Filler.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hopefully we're fucking not, mate.
Or do you have people come on as guests and talk about
serial
killers?
No, they're
killers.
No.
Yeah,
so what are you saying?
Okay.
You might get a mention on it, a nice mention.
I've been mentioned on it before.
You have been mentioned on it before.
Sorry. Is that a brag? Mentioned on the Murderer podcast.
Okay, well, I've had a super injunction out for a little while.
Yeah.
It will be coming out soon. But my sister's mate was like, oh, my God, you were mentioned on All Killer No Filler. Something about pizza.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
There you go.
When you think of pizza, who do you think of? Paul Domino.
Papa John.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Dad John.
Dad John.
We've got to stop this podcast, otherwise it just keeps on going. So,
thank you for having me.
I've enjoyed it. It's been good.
Lovely. Love that.
One of my favourite episodes so far, I think.
I love a thick Manchester accent.
Oh, I was wondering where you were going to go with that. Yeah.
I love a thick co-host, and that's why
she reminds me of my concierge.
Exactly. Love it. Absolutely love that.
She's absolutely brilliant. Go and see her on tour in the autumn. She's a comedian. Rachel Fairbairn, showgirl. That was a lovely episode. Please do give us a lovely little rating for this podcast. A 5-star would be an absolute dream. Tell your friends. Thanks for listening.
See you later.
See you later. Bye.